I'm now joined with Mayor of Fingal, Councillor Seana Ó-Rodaig, Labour Party, to speak about the new campaign urging locals to shop in Fingal this Christmas, and also about the local tidy towns in Fingal that received awards for 2021. Good afternoon, Seana. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. Thanks for having me on.
Fingal Local Enterprise Office has launched a new campaign urging consumers to look local when they are shopping for products and services. Tell us all about it and how it benefits the local community.
I will indeed, Johnny. So yeah, we're really pushing this Shop for Local campaign. We have been doing so, well, all the time really, but particularly I think since the pandemic hit, there's a real appetite out there, I think, to support local businesses. People are more conscious of where they're shopping since the pandemic. And I think it's kind of recalibrated people's awareness of how important our local businesses are to us. Now, there's huge benefits, obviously, for us shopping locally. I shop locally way more than I would have before. Maybe a couple of years ago, I would have hopped on online and just, you know, started ordering from, you know, companies outside of Ireland, because I didn't really realise the effect that it had on my own community. So I think there's about €5 billion spent by Irish consumers online each year. And about 2/3 of that disappears overseas. So that's over €3 billion that just vanishes outside of our country, doesn't benefit us in any way. But when we shop local, when we support the people who live in our communities, what happens is there's a multiplier effect there. So for every €100 we spend in the local economy, that's actually worth €500, because the money is recirculated around our communities. Not only are we supporting the businesses to stay there, because at the end of the day, if we don't shop in our towns, we're not going to have a town to shop in, but also it supports jobs. You get to know, but the thing I love most of all is that you really get to know the people who you are supporting. And at the end of the day, they're the ones we go to when we're looking for fundraisers, when we're looking for prizes and spot prizes for our different clubs and organisations. So it's a win-win for everyone. And for some people might think it's the easiest thing to hop online and just order from a company outside of Ireland. But just stop and think, okay, the power that I have with my purchasing here could mean a huge amount to someone who's really trying to keep their head above water locally at the moment.
Yes, of course. And behind the scenes, as you kind of touched on, we're also benefiting the suppliers, service providers and manufacturers as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's win-win for everyone. And even the likes of being able to walk down, to cycle down, people sourcing ingredients and products that are local, you know, with their awareness of how the climate is in crisis, that's another benefit to it as well. But just, yeah, really asking people, if you can, to support local, it will mean a huge amount. Johnny, I've met so many different business owners since I became mayor, and they really are trying their best, and they do a dance when people come in to purchase from them. And it makes a difference to them in a way that it could never make to someone who's flying themselves up to space.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And Leo Fingal and Fingal County Council, they also support and assist local businesses as well, don't they?
They do. They do a huge amount of work. And for anyone who's even thinking about maybe setting up their own business, I would advise them to go onto the Leo Fingal website. And it might be something that you might think about in a couple of years. They've loads of training. There's mentorship. Obviously, then there's grant aid as well. But they do phenomenal work, and it's across the sectors, you know. And I think since the pandemic as well, I've noticed lots of little micro businesses have started popping up, particularly with younger people. And Leo are great in supporting their work as well. So it is that they do fantastic work, and sometimes people don't realise they're there to help them, but they are, and I found them to be a great help to me as well.
And would it be true to say that locally manufactured products, they are of better quality than imported goods?
Yeah, well, I have found that certainly. Yeah, there's certainly a craftsmanship. I know that we also have 4 Christmas markets that are running across Fingal, Balbriggan. Actually, there's 3 of them. And I know in Braemar Castle and Balbriggan, the quality of the craftsmanship of what the products that was up there was absolutely phenomenal. But not only that, when you buy locally, then if something happens, you can go back to them, you know, and you kind of develop a relationship with the person as well. So I've found that that's, you know, there's much better customer service really at the end of the day if you're shopping local, as well as better quality.
Would local products generally be a little more expensive than, say, shopping in the likes of Penny's?
Yeah, I mean, you could say it is in the short term. It is probably cheaper to shop in Penny's. But then when you think of the multiplier effect and what you're actually doing to our local economy, we're paying in the long run. So, you know, it may seem that it is a little bit more expensive, but as you say, generally the quality will be much better. So it's going to last longer. And I think people are becoming more conscious of buying less than, you know, buying in bulk the way we would have before, because they're realizing the ramifications that has, not only on our pockets, but on our climate as well.
And isn't it possible to also shop locally online?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing that I think, like when the pandemic hit, a lot of businesses, that was the only way that they functioned, was they had to go online very quickly. And again, I know Fingal County Council would have been great in supporting them to do that, to put necessary infrastructure that they had, because for some people, it was the first time they'd ever done that. So they are doing that. I know with some of the older businesses, maybe here where I live, you just pick up the phone and they will order in whatever you want. So there's that as well. The local bookshop, I email Paddy and, you know, he just tell him what I'd like, and then he rings me when they're in. So there's traditional ways of doing it as well, but certainly online businesses are moving more towards that as well.
Okay. On a slightly different note, tell us about the local Tidy Towns in Fingal that received awards for 2021.
That's right. On the 12th of November, the announcements were made. And also, as well as the announcements, there was €1.5 million funding was committed to the Tidy Towns around the country, which is great for them. I would have a lot to do with the Tidy Towns all across Fingal. And the energy of the groups, it just never fails to astound me. I think if they were in charge of lots of our government making decisions, we would be in a great place, because there's a certain energy about these type of people who just get up, they connect, they're active in their communities, they're curious, and they want to make their communities a better place, and they're inspiring, to be honest with you. So we had great success across Fingal. Rush were the national winners of the EPA Circular Economy Awards, which was great. So that's, you know, some people think about Tidy Towns and they think it's just to do with rubbish, but this is looking at preventing waste, reusing and maximising recycling. Malahide and Skerries received gold medals, which was great. And I was delighted for Swords that they got a silver, because there's huge amounts of work going on there. I know that they did a lovely commemorative garden for frontline workers. They linked up with TY students. So there's lots and lots of different projects going on. Lusk got a bronze award. But it's just a hugely positive contribution that these people make in our communities. Often they're the people who are the quietest people. You'll never know, but they're the ones who are out. I know where I live in Skerries, they've started this thing now where to try and reduce dog fouling. So they have, they've gone around and painted little things on the footpaths just to try and make people stop and think, to try and stop them doing that. But also then in terms of pollinator-friendly planting and improving biodiversity, there's great work going on, and all committees across Fingal gained more points than in 2019. So they're certainly going in the right direction.
Yes, and I'd say all of this contributes also to climate action.
Absolutely, and that's that's it exactly. It all ties in. They were ahead of the curve, really, and everyone else is catching up. But I know certainly with the operations department and the council, there's great cooperation between Tidy Towns and with the operations department. They really work hand in hand. And it's greatly appreciated, the work that they do. Often they're the unsung heroes. But yeah, any of the towns that I mentioned there that received medals or awards, you just go and you can see the fruits of their labour.
Well, I have to say, it's great news for Fingal, and congratulations to everyone involved. Right, so we leave it there for today, unless anything else you'd like to mention?
No, lovely to chat to you as always, Johnny. I look forward to chatting to you again.
Shauna, thanks again for joining us. All the very best to you. Do take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, that was Mayor of Fingal, Councillor Shauna O'Rodick, Labour Party, talking about the new campaign urging locals to shop in Fingal this Christmas, and also about the local Tidy Towns in Fingal that received awards for 2021.